Perhaps you've never heard of Maggie Brown, who hailed from Hannibal, Missouri. But in a moment, you'll likely realize you do know her and the event forever tied to her life. We go to the town who gave us Mark Twain and this hero. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Today we know her as Molly Brown, although during her lifetime she was called Maggie. She was born in Hannibal, Missouri on July 18, 1867.
She moved to Leadville, Colorado after leaving Hannibal when she was 18 and met and married another Irish immigrant son, J.J. Brown, who was a man of modest means, but he was an engineer at the Little Johnny Mine.
Lisa Marks is curator of the Hannibal History Museum. J.J. Brown developed a way to keep a dangerous mine shaft from collapsing. It allowed miners to access an area that turned out to be one of the largest veins of gold ever discovered. It made the Browns instant millionaires.
They hit the largest gold and silver deposit in Colorado. At one point, the mining company was producing 150 tons of gold per day.
Molly's wealth allowed her to travel to Europe and the Middle East. While there, she received news that cut her trip short.
Her grandson had fallen ill, and this was a grandson that was very, very young, and she had not actually met. Well, so she was in Paris and booked passage on the first ship that was coming back across to the States, and it just happened to be the Titanic.
Brown enjoyed first-class accommodations aboard the ship, making its maiden voyage.
Molly was traveling alone, but her two good friends, John Jacob Astor and his new wife, were also on the Titanic with her, and so she was traveling in social circles and very much enjoying the cruise.
Gail Bryant says Molly's hometown is remembering her life and those aboard the Titanic that fateful night.
On Saturday, April 14th, at the Mark Twain Museum Gallery, we are going to commemorate the unsinkable Molly Brown with a fundraising gala to help support the museum.
The story of Molly's heroism aboard the Titanic is next time as we travel the countryside. In Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.